This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2022 special is brought to you by Ma Sing.
8:48 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Shaoning and Philip. The government will later today unveil the much-anticipated Budget 2022. We've been talking about it all morning. Things are a little bit different this year, though. The government has an MOU with the Pakatan Harapan Coalition in which they agreed that the budget will be jointly negotiated.
On Wednesday, Pakatan Harapan launched its Budget 2022 strategy document titled Recover and Build Back Better. The document consists of 12 proposals that cover further injections to the COVID-19 fund, as well as institutional reforms to execute the budget. Now, following a series of consultations with the Minister of Finance, will these proposals be adopted by the government? And if the budget tabled later today does not pass muster, will Pakatan Harapan vote against the budget and renege on the MOU with the Ismail Sabri UMNO-led government?
So to get Pakatan Harapan's perspective, we have on the line with us Wong Chen, Member of Parliament for Subang, and one of the key authors of the Pakatan Harapan Budget 2022 strategy document. Good morning, Wong Chen. It's always good to have you. Now, PH released its strategy document this week. Why not take a step further and just propose a shadow budget?
Morning. Yeah, a shadow budget will be contrary to the MOU because we're supposed to be engaging them and have, you know, inclusivity and stuff like that. Because the MOU is very specific. We have two options, either to support or abstain from the budget, provided that we have prior access and that we can negotiate for the budget before the big budget vote, which is expected sometime in December, right? So it's the engagement thing. So that's why as a guidance, this is a guiding document for us. For these engagements with the MOF. And we've had a lot, I mean, you know, to be fair. And they've been very receptive and open. So we've had quite a lot of engagements.
Yeah, I want to build on the engagements because I think it was mentioned you had 13 engagements with the Minister of Finance. And it was mentioned that about 90% of the proposals forwarded were received quite warmly. Can I get your perspectives? What was warmly received? And what was that 10% where you felt there was some disagreement perhaps?
Okay, let me just clarify first. There were actually 13 meetings leading to the budget process. And to be absolutely accurate, after the MOU was signed, there were 9 specific pre-budget meetings with the MOF. Mm. So, I mean, this 90% thing, which is what we've reported through, you know, social media, it's really an off remark by the MOF and also by, you know, by Tengku Zafrul and also the officials. So there's nothing really specific about it. But we definitely had some, you know, some real results. I mean, for the 45 billion COVID fund that was legislated a couple of weeks ago, and you know, they've said that they are agreeable to the concept of gender responsive budgeting. They're agreeable to, you know, have some ESG element. But again, they don't have the ecosystem yet to report on those. So they're going to build on those next year, and hopefully it'll be surfacing in the year 2023 for budget 2023. So they've loved the issues on work, how we're trying to push new work and to try to tackle the unemployment issue. They like the fact that we want to spend a lot more on SMEs. But, you know, these meetings are, you know, there's no specific 10% I reject. It's just that we agree in principle and we like what we hear, 90% of your proposals. I mean, the 10% could be we are asking a bit too high on specific items, which they don't have a budget for. But, you know, all this will be reviewed at 4 o'clock today, when we start to look into the actual numbers. You know, sweet words means nothing until you actually see where they put the money, right, into what they say.
Exactly that, Wong Chen. So what do you expect to be revealed at 4 p.m. today when the Minister of Finance actually finally tables the budget 2022?
Okay, I think that in agreement, I mean, we all know it's going to be an expansionary budget. So we think the deficit will be around 6%. Possibly 6.5. What we don't want to know, we don't want to hear is like this is an election budget of some sort, right? So I hope that at 4 o'clock when we look at this stuff, that it will incorporate many of the suggestions we made, focus on health, you know, support SME, grants for sectors badly hit, such as retail and tourism, and that they will continue strongly on the wage subsidies and policies to get people back to work. Education in particular is a major interest of us. What I don't want to hear, what I really don't want to hear, which I fear, is like, you know, continuing of some mega projects, you know, even the 5G thing is controversial at best. We don't want to see a big DVAX spending, even though RMK-12 talks about, you know, 80 billion of spending, because DVAX is not logical in a COVID pandemic situation. You know, you can so-called do a lot of feasibility study, but you can really stunt your contracts, right? So we hope that discretionary spending will be contained. And most importantly, I want to look at their projections on revenue, because I don't want to see another unrealistic pile of projections where they're projecting high revenue income and then later finds out that they don't have this money, and then they have to go back and tidy up the operating expenditure, and that's highly disruptive to civil service. Okay.
Can I drill down on one of the key proposals that Pakatan Harapan is making, which is the immediate injection of 45 billion ringgit to the COVID fund to address the COVID-19 impact? Is there consensus with the government over the quantum and allocation of these funds?
Okay, slightly, what they've done is they've said 45 billion approved, right? They've actually spent some of this money, and they're going to spend some of the money next year. So I don't think they're going to spend all 45 billion next year. They're actually spending the money now. So we think it's going to be about 30 billion or so to be spent next year. We asked for 30 billion to be spent on SMEs, because, you know, SMEs the foundation or the fountain to create jobs, and you know, many are struggling, right? So I hope that they will do so. They have said unofficially that they will do so. We shall see whether we can see that 30 billion actually written into the budget. Bear in mind that this 30 billion could be partially COVID-19 fund, which is a special extraordinary budget item. It could also appear some percentage in the OPEX and some in the DVAX side. So until we get further numbers, we have to be careful on whether this entire 30 billion is encapsulated in the budget.
Right. Now, so let's say you're sitting in Parliament later at 4 p.m. and you hear the speech. You think, hey, this is not really what you had agreed and signed up to. It's not really meeting the requirements. Then what happens, you know, to you guys? Are you going to vote against it?
Okay, so the MOU has this very simple process. All these things that the 9 meetings, 13 meetings are pre-budget. Now, after the budget is announced today, we will essentially, I've assigned members of parliament from PKR at least to monitor every budget item, and they'll report back to me on Monday. And then I will then go together with Pakatan Harapan leaders to see the Minister of Finance and say, look, we find these 10 items absolutely offensive. Can you change them? Yeah. So this is the process envisioned in the MOU. He has about 2 weeks or so to change these items before we go into the committee stage debate. I know it's highly technical, but the MOU has designed a system, a system to ensure that some reconciliation can happen before the big budget vote in December. So if they don't change, then we will most likely abstain. If they change, we'll support. If they completely ignore us and the budget is completely offensive to us, then the MOU may be broken, and then we will completely fight the government over this. I hope that doesn't come to that stage, of course.
And Wong Chen, how important is accountability, leakages and wastages going to be for this budget? Because yesterday, the AG gave us some alarming figures in terms of 620 million ringgit wasted. Is this something that Pakatan Harapan is going to focus on in this budget?
But the budget does not review these kind of things. You know, it's up to then the select committees, and in particular Public Accounts Committee, to investigate this kind of thing. Now, 620 million is I think just scratching the surface, to be fair, because you know the Auditor General, he can't be investigating everything. So he throws a dart and then he just picks on things, and then he discovers 620 million of wastage. I think anywhere between 10 to 20 billion are possibly wastages in government, abuses of power, corruption, and it will not be reviewed in the budget per se. Yeah. So we will push. That's why we keep pushing for better reporting standards, you know, so that the government be more transparent in their reporting, and to move towards an accrual accounting standard so that we can track easier mega projects where the source of this wastage and corruption happens is in the mega projects, in the grants, and also in the procurement process. So, you know, those will be continuing. They're not really budget questions per se.
And just one last question, this is Lipin. You know, you talk about reality of the GDP numbers, right? Because you're going to see about how sane they are, because they clearly missed a mark last year in terms of revenue collection. What are your expectations within the realistic band?
I think GDP growth will be around 5-6% next year, because this year's rock bottom, and we're highly vaccinated. So in theory, we should be picking up much faster next year. But again, I just hope that the government is realistic and they back it with real assumptions. You know, I mean, they're making assumptions and projections, but I hope those numbers are real, because it's embarrassing when you have to revise things so suddenly it just gives Malaysia's budget process a low confidence level. And that is not good for opposition, nor is it good for government.
Wong Chen, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. We, like you, will be watching the Budget 2020 and all that comes out of it. That was Wong Chen, MP for Subang, and one of the authors of Pakatan Harapan's 2022 Budget Strategy Document. Some interesting points that were made there. I'd be especially curious to see how the negotiations between the government and the opposition move forward from this. BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2022 special was brought to you by Ma Sing. Reinvent spaces. Enhance life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.